Good morning, everybody. How are you? My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. And thanks so much for being with us today. We really appreciate that. I hope everybody's going to have a good Thanksgiving. In case you don't know what, in case you're listening on the archives, that's going to be tomorrow. Okay, a lot of people are listening on the archives, especially this week. Okay, and we understand that. We get it, the nature of podcasting. So I want to wish everybody a happy and safe Thanksgiving, including my guest. I'll bring her on in just a minute, Vlada Lutkina. Vlad is the co-founder and CEO of a great company called ClassTag, ClassTag.com. All right, and she started it from her own experience as a parent. Okay, it's all about school communications with parents. It's millions of users now. I think 25,000 kids. It's unbelievable. She'll give us the numbers in a second, and it allows parents. Excuse me. Wait a minute. Let me go on mute for a second. Wow. I don't know what that was all about. Jeez, I apologize. And it helps parents become partners in their kids' education. Hello. Welcome to the world today. So we're going to bring Vlada on in just a minute. We're going to archive the show over at our website, which is the home of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. That's at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, American Consortium for Equity in Education. We'd love you, if you're in the education industry or if you're an educator, please join with us. It's all free over at ace-ed.org. Our brand new issue of the magazine Equity and Access is over there, our online journal. Just came up this week. It's our Champions of Equity issue. You will really enjoy it. Just flip right through. All right, see what we're doing. All our podcasts are over there, but we want your voice in the equity movement, okay? So let's make that happen at ace-ed.org. By the way, we tweet over at EduTalk Radio. LinkedIn is my name, Larry Jacobs, and Facebook is both Larry Jacobs and Education Talk Radio. Let's bring Vlada on. Vlada, are you there? It's Larry.
Hi, Larry. I am here and excited to be.
It's a pleasure to have you here, my dear. Where are you calling from?
From New York City.
I've heard of that. How's things during COVID? Are you all set? What about the Thanksgiving Day parade tomorrow? What's going on with that?
I think it's all canceled. Yeah. I think most people, unfortunately, are defaulting to some virtual ways to get together with their families. So it's certainly a particular kind of Thanksgiving, but yet the spirits, I hope, are up for most folks.
Right. It's going to be, as long as people are together with their family, it's going to work out great. I got to congratulate you. You really started something great here with ClassTag. Okay. You're the co-founder. You're the CEO. It's very, very, very impressive. I want to get that number. I had it in my head before I started talking. What is it, 250,000 students? How many kids are you dealing with now with all this?
So in ClassTag, we have parents and teachers.
Yeah, I got 25,000 schools, over 5 billion families. Yeah. That's very impressive. I remember the 25 in there. But I just was on my platform as opposed to your website when I started to talk about that. But I did remember the 25. Okay. tell us what this ClassTag is. I want to get started right there. Just tell everybody what it is.
Absolutely. So ClassTag itself is a great all-in-one platform for community engagement. And we've always been known for our core ClassTag platform, which is a great tool for teachers and school leaders. And they can equitably reach all families, regardless of language and different channels.
I love that.
And really bring their communities together. And then recently, during COVID, just a couple of weeks ago, we launched ClassTag, which is our enterprise product. And we are really excited about additional capabilities and opportunities it gives to various leaders with actionable reports and opportunity to really engage their communities at all levels, whether it's district, school, or classroom, and integrate seamlessly with their essential tech.
I'm so impressed with this. I got to tell you, how old is the company, Vlada?
We founded the company in 2015 and really started rapidly growing just some 3 years ago. So it's been
wow.
Pretty rapid growth. Yeah.
Well, again, my congratulations. I'm so glad. I mean, I've never had you on the show before. I wish I had known sooner. We would have had you on before this, but we're going to have you on again after this show. I just love this. It's so important. I'll tell you, I work very closely with a group, you may know them, called the National School Public Relations Association, NSPRA. Okay?
Yeah.
And their whole thing, and I believe this too, is that schools are based on community engagement and family engagement. All right? It's the most important thing in any community is the school system. And we must get the families working together with the schools. And if something good comes out of COVID, it's going to be that the families are going to be more involved than ever with the schools. And that's why something like ClassTag, which has been superb for the last 3 years, okay, it's going to be just going to have so much more, okay, coming down the pike for everybody, become even more important as we settle into what's becoming a new normal, and education is going to change incredibly. All right, it's just amazing. And as you talk to school districts, Florida, I'm curious, what are they saying about ClassTag? What do you hear from them? How are they using it? Okay, and the difference between before COVID and COVID.
Yeah, that's a great question, Larry. And the first thing I want to mention is that I think in the past, you know, districts have always communicated with parents, and traditionally it's taken a place of, you know, we have a district website, we have some social media presence, we have emergency notifications. And so those tools have been in place. And I think what COVID exposed, and I think one of the biggest reasons why we decided to launch this sort of district level product, ClassTag Connect, is that COVID exposed that we need more, right? We need to solve a very difficult problem from a district perspective, which is really engaging and building community, whether entirely remotely or in some city, right? We need to support our teachers. We need to support parents. We need to really open the doors for, you know, meaningful engagement that allows sort of these relationships to flourish. And I think one of the things that we often hear when talking to districts is really this idea of two-way communication, in addition to, you know, being able to just share information, how critical it is that we have different forms of feedback, right, that the district can be getting, whether it's, you know, through opportunity to respond to some of these messages to teachers, to, you know, join some virtual conference, parent-teacher conference, or student-led conferences, and really engage parents in various modalities. I think that's a big gap that a lot of the districts have in just their toolkit. The second important aspect of this is, of course, you know, when everything is virtual, we have to be very purposeful about how we communicate to parents and make it as unified, as simple, as streamlined as possibly as possible. And so that's another problem that ClassTag addresses, because it allows teachers and school level and district level administrators to actually use the same infrastructure, to use the same platform, and parents get it through the same variety of channels and through the same through the same pipe, so to say. And that's another big aspect, and I think that's something that increasingly became important to districts that are trying to really get everyone on board. And last but not least, I think, is this really fundamental, most important concept, which is reaching every family. And as I love your focus on equity and access, and we certainly are big believers in that. And that's one of the reasons why we allow parents or school administrators to set up their preferred language, and we automatically translate these any messages and communications into 60 plus languages. We route any communications according to parent preferences, SMS or email or apps from the notification website, and even paper for those families who need it. And moreover, we give visibility to these district leaders. That's a real game changer that we are hearing, Larry, is that unfortunately, the level of transparency or visibility into parent engagement, how it's working on a classroom level and school level, and how we are reaching different communities is pretty much non-existent currently, because just not something we've traditionally been concerned about. Larry? Larry, still here? Hello?
I'm sorry, you couldn't hear me, could you?
No, I could not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what happened? I had a sneeze, okay? And I put my phone on mute, and I forgot to put it off. So let me say what I was going to say again. I want to thank you, okay, for saying what you said about the equity thing. Because the equity factor, okay, in especially in these days of COVID, and if you can talk to people in their own language, that is a bridge across a gap. Okay, that allows schools to flourish and kids to flourish, because finally we have a way to talk to them literally in their own language with ease. Okay, and it's just so incredible. So I admire you. I'm going to repay that compliment right back at you for what you're doing for equity. Okay, and it's just, I'm very impressed with all this. I really am. What prompted you to start this, Vlada?
Well, my own experience as a parent. I at the time my daughter was going to preschool, and I knew that she has this amazing teachers that are trying to reach out, and I was certainly felt like I was making an effort to maybe come to volunteer and keep up with various things that were happening, and her friends and all this. New relationships at school, and I frankly felt that it was so hard to do, and not for lack of trying on all sides. I felt that, just the fragmentation of these communications that were coming through, website and some sign up tools and some text messaging tools and variety of other sort of hodgepodge of other tools and non-tools just made it really difficult, and it required teachers to invest a lot of, unnecessary time that, technology can solve with some automation and reminders and some, actionable reports. And from a parent perspective, it didn't allow me to feel, connected. And frankly, in my class ed journey, one of the things I learned, which was really eye-opening to me, is I felt that parent engagement is so important. But, as I started doing a lot of research or in my early days of thinking through class tags, I was really impressed with how amazingly critical parent engagement is to student success. And some studies go assess them to an economic status, and even things like you coming to school shows your child you value education and and knowing so it's so. So critical that parents are involved and certainly removing barriers and giving, these actionable reports to even district leaders so that they can get a pulse on their community and they know how they're doing and where they have some, early red flags that they need to engage with those communities and to avoid, lack of student engagement and then just become bigger issues than, they're caught early on.
Yeah, they really are. And I know you're hearing good things from teachers. I have to ask you a funny question because a lot of parents would realize what you realized. Okay. But 99.9% of them would just say, oh dear, you didn't. You started Class Tag. Okay. I have to ask, what's your background? Are you a software engineer? Are you an educator? Or are neither of those things? it's great to come up with the idea, but then you have to do it. What are you, Vlada? Yeah, answer that. That's funny.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I'm actually originally from Ukraine, and I grew up in a family. My dad is an entrepreneur, and so I think I have entrepreneurship in my blood, but I'm, you know, kind of business trained. So I have a finance degree, and then, after some work back in Ukraine and my bachelor, I came to U.S. to do my MBA, and then had a fairly successful corporate career. The last place I worked before FASEC was Dell EMC, which is a cloud computing company. I worked in a business and strategy capacity there. And what brought me to really care deeply about this is I reflected on my own journey and unlikely path from, Ukraine to one of the top business schools in the U.S. was, really parents' involvement and support I had from my parents and the importance of education. So I think ClassTag is a reflection of those two things that in my own journey, are really critical.
It's just so incredibly impressive, okay, to hear a story like that. It really is. And then to make it work. And I have to ask this. You've got the right product for the right time. Don't misunderstand the question. Lord knows when you started this, we had no idea COVID was coming down the pike and how important, even more so, it was going
right.
to be. How did you get the word out? What was the first district or who did you talk to first? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Well, I think with until very recently, we've really been a very sort of grassroots teacher first company. And so we had, these amazing teachers who were sharing the tool with their colleagues. We have done a lot, through just reaching to the community through social media. And really, I think the delivering tangible value to teachers has been the most important driver of the growth. You know, when teachers see that more parents,
yeah.
Some of them told me, I asked them, how do you share it in your school? And they say, well, when the teacher next door sees that I have 100% parent-teacher conference attendance and she doesn't, then she says, what do you do? And I say, ClassTag, and that speaks volumes. And so I think that at the end of the day, teachers not only improve parent engagement in their classrooms, but they also save a lot of time because of the, what technology can provide and various automations and languages and things like that that just take the busy work. And as we know, teachers are very busy always, in particular in this time, and so that's been the first few years, and then in particular in the last year, we've seen just this tremendous growth with the district, who started to realize that their toolkit needs to be expanded to really unify their communities and really provide to bring everyone together and have the visibility that, now is so critical. You can't just, even as a principal, you can't just hop into a classroom and see what's happening, right? You need, some way to keep tabs on what's going on. And I think that as part of Connect, these actionable reports where we can show, families at risk, we can show how different communities are engaged or not engaged based on their language, let's say, or how they're doing with even accuracy of contact information. It turns out, we're losing a lot of parents just from the get-go because the contact information is inaccurate.
Oh, yeah. The schools, I can't, again, I'm going to say it. It's so important now. Who knew the COVID was coming down the pike? You can't believe it. By the way, you used a great phrase a minute ago, unify the community. Okay, I love that phrase. I wrote it down as you said it because I'll tell you, that's something that really needs to happen. Unify the community. And I just a few years in, Vlad is working with ClassTag, 25,000 schools and 5 million families. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And you were just talking. I want you to describe it. I want to define it and just do it again. There's ClassTag, and you just started the new thing called ClassTag Connect, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, what is the difference between Class Tag and Class Tag Connect, the new thing, or the advance, however you want to say that? Good.
Yeah. So Class Tag, Class Tag Connect effectively has all of Class Tag and more, right? So Class Tag Connect is a really enterprise level product, which typically would be something a district or a school would adopt. And it has all these various capabilities of Class Tag at a classroom and school level, which include, two-way communications, announcements, virtual backpacks and file sharing, various types of media, virtual parent-teacher conferences and volunteer sign-ups and calendaring and, all of these things we talked about around translation and et cetera. And then what Connect provides in addition to that is a couple of critical things to ensure a successful, district-level product. And so that, first and foremost, are these actionable reports and ability to monitor your parent reach and parent engagement across, your schools and classrooms. So you can see, where you have problems, how, your community engagement changes over time, and really drive that to set your actionable, goals and plans for how, that community engagement can be improved. So that's the first, big additional sort of set of capabilities. The second one has to do with just integration. And so ClassTag Connect has seamless integrations with Clever and ClassLink to ensure quick rollout in the communities. It also has really cool Google Classroom and capabilities in it, that are critical for these Google schools, and we are expanding on that. And then lastly, it also has district-level communication. So now, on this path to unifying community, not only you can do classroom and school-level communication, you can, any district leader, you can also leverage the same platform that, parents are already on and your teachers are already on to engage with your staff, to engage with the parents, and sort of really, bring this unity to your communication strategy.
Well, this is something, and I have to ask this, and this is on your website, so I just want to ask it. It says on your website there are three icons up top for teachers, for schools, for districts. If I'm a teacher, okay, can I sign up if I'm just a teacher? Not the whole school district. Yeah. Can I sign up? Okay.
Can
a school
sign
up?
Can sign up for ClassTag as a teacher or as a school. And then ClassTag Connect is a district and school level product.
Well, this is really neat. And it is. I just wrote this down as you were talking. It's basically a complete communications package.
Correct.
That's a good way. I like these taglines I'm giving you. Complete communications package, unify the community. I mean, and the whole thing, and I'm going to boil down to what we do here, this is a product that stands for equity. And you jumped on that, as I said it earlier in the show, Vlada. I mean, again, this the communication and the ability to get to everyone, okay, is just so darn important. And I have to ask you this. What was your reaction? What have you seen? Okay, I want to ask this right, since COVID. I mean, this was a good product before COVID, okay?
Right.
But now COVID's taken over the world, literally, and, it's terrible. But your product stands out as one that was right there at the right time. What are you hearing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the biggest thing we are hearing is that now the importance of parent engagement, as you said, right, has always been there. But now parent engagement is student engagement. If you lose parents, you effectively lose students because those students are not attending, let's say, virtual meetings and classes, et cetera. And they've never been more closely related than they are at this time. And so I think that prompted a lot of districts to really think very strategically about what does it take to to ensure that that parent engagement is happening with all the families, right? How do you reach every family? And certainly it's very hard to do in certain communities, of course, and a lot of these, I've heard just some amazing stories about, how district leaders are going above and beyond to support, internet connectivity in a lot of, households, and they're having mobile, homes and various things that just really trying to bridge that gap. But certainly, I think the biggest change we've seen is this really much more institutional approach, if you will, to parent engagement that now that traditionally has resided on a classroom level and a school level, but now it's been elevated to the district because now parent engagement became really a critical component and critical driver of that student success and student attendance and effectively the core functions of the school.
It really does. I'll tell you something, Vlada. We got to go in just a minute, but I got to tell you something. You are really super parent. You are super parent. Mm-hmm. You should wear a cape and fly all around rather than drive, okay? Because you took your background, and then you saw a need, okay, with your children in mind, okay, and made this thing happen, okay? And it's helping over 5 million families connect with the schools, so it's helping so many people in so many school districts. I'm very impressed with this, Vlada. We're going to talk some more. Is that okay? I want to talk to you some more about all this.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I hope you enjoyed yourself, my dear, because I had a great time with you.
Likewise. All the best and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. You be safe. Take care of the kids. Enjoy that turkey. And I'll be in touch next week, okay? I'm looking forward to talking to you some more. Okay? I love your equity
stuff.
We got to talk about that, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Sounds like a plan. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, everybody. That's Vlada Lotkina. She's the CEO of ClassTag. And on that note, go over to ace-ed.org, see what we do, read our magazine. You'll love it. It's all about equity. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Be safe. Oh, and check out ClassTag.com.